Ante Up is your poker magazine dedicated to the everyday player and their poker rooms. Pick up a free copy at your favorite poker room nationwide each month. But Ante Up is much more than a magazine. Visit anteupmagazine.com daily for breaking news and each week download our award-winning poker cast. Join us on our action-packed poker cruises to exotic destinations and find special deals on Ante Up gear and great poker products at anteupstore.com. Ante Up. It's your poker magazine.
From the WDAE Sports Animal Studios in Tampa, Florida, it's the Ante Up PokerCast. And now here are two guys who think they know how to play poker, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's May 9th, 2014. You're listening to the best poker cast on the internet. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Sea Legs Long.
Sea Legs is back. He's on land.
Actually, I'm not on land now. Technically, I'm in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean right now.
You're a landlubber.
By the time people are listening to this, I'll be out in the middle of the ocean, wondering why I'm taking 13 days out of my life to go across the country, or the ocean, I mean.
I'm still wondering that, by the way.
All right, well, you know, folks, when we redid the show to rave reviews, actually, I don't think anybody's really complained about it, so we appreciate that. One of the things that we lost is the ability to have interviews, or really lengthy interviews, and so this week we've got a very special guest, so we're going to devote the whole show to him, all of our all your favorite features, the mailbag, and the O'Malley's move, and cauliflower, and hand of the week, all that stuff. That will be back next week. I will not be, though.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, we're doing so many wacky, crazy, off-the-wall things in the next coming weeks or whatever. This is no surprise that we're doing something really special and talking with our good friend here. So, you know, and as the special guest host that I'm going to have, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll do a solo act. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
Man, solo acts never work.
You know, tell that
like a Ringo Starr, man. Can't draw seven people.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right. Well, anyhow, let's get on with our special guest today. Anytime we mention the words Ante Up World Championship, we get excited here at Ante Up. And last year, our inaugural championship event was held in the beautiful Dominican Republic. But this year, we wanted to bring it back to the States so more players could enjoy it. And it certainly wasn't a hard decision for us on where to host it. Thunder Valley Casino Resort in Lincoln, California, just north of Sacramento, hosted the very first Ante Up Poker Tour event back in November 2012, and has by far been the most enthusiastic partner of the AUPT ever since. This year's Ante Up World Championship will play out August 1st to the 11th at Thunder Valley, and joining us again today to tell us all about it is Director of Poker Operations, Ben Irwin. How's it going, Ben?
Hey, great. Great to be with you guys and talk about the World Championship.
And like, the more of these you do, the more comfortable I can tell you're getting.
Yeah.
I think that very first one, you had that deer in headlights, except I couldn't really see you in headlights because it's an audio show kind of thing. But now you're just owning it.
Yes. Sorry about that. I was waiting for you guys to go into the next. I'm waiting for you guys. I thought it was just a hello, and then you're going to read the next question.
So maybe it's still a little deer in the headlights.
Yeah,
you know, Ben, now you know why Scott is not a radio guy. He has a face for radio, but not a brain for radio.
Hey, him and I share that quality.
Holy cow. I'm going to leave that in the show, even though we're pre-recording it. That is staying in the show. It's making the highlights. That might make our best 100. That's crazy.
You could throw a sponsor commercial in there, by the way.
Holy cow.
All right, let's start over here. Let's say... All right, Ben, so since our very first AUPT event at Thunder Valley, you've expanded your poker room, you've added live streaming to the final table of some events, you've made scores of changes based on player feedback, and you've hosted Heartland Poker Tour events, and most recently, a World Poker Tour event. I'm going to pause to catch my breath. That's a lot going on at Thunder Valley. So start us off by just telling us more about this amazing wild ride that Thunder Valley has been on in the past couple of years.
It really all started in 2012, and we started offering series events, and we had really good success on our own as we started kind of building a name in the region. And then what we did is we partnered with Ante Up in 2012 for the first Ante Up NorCal Classic, and we got a great response. That was our first 1K. We did 342 entries, and it was just an amazing turnout. And so from there, that really opened the door to a lot of things. Next down the pipe, due to that success, we started talking with the Heartland Poker Tour. Next thing you know, they're here the following September. And we did an event well over 500 entries. After that, we started talking with the World Poker Tour. And we just had to stop with them in March, and that was a great experience. So it's been a lot of fun hosting these big events here in Sacramento and getting players, not only the region, you know, which has been very hungry for tour events, but now we get, you know, people are getting on planes and flying to Sacramento to play poker. And so it's just been a wonderful thing. But it all started with Annie Up, and that's why we're so excited to host the World Championship.
Well, you know, back in 2012, when we first mentioned, you know, creating this Annie Up Poker Tour, you know, you asked us, please give Thunder Valley the first shot at hosting the first event. And, of course, we were so glad we did that. And then when we told you, hey, we're bringing the World Championship back to the States, you asked, you know, let Thunder Valley have the shot at hosting it. And so we definitely appreciate all the love. I mean, it's just great to have such a wonderful partner in you and Thunder Valley. But can you let us know what it is about Annie Up that means so much to you guys?
You know what? It was from the beginning. It was when we weren't doing anything, and a guy named Scott Long stops up here at Thunder Valley, and we just kind of talked about things, and we had very small aspirations of simply just hosting some sort of series, nothing that we do today. And you know, we started that relationship, that partnership together then, and it's continued to grow. And then when I look at Annie Up, I think, you know, this is the brand that we are behind. This is the brand that has supported us, and we want to be the property that people view as the championship. And also, we have the Four Diamond Resort. We're going to have a final table out at the pool. We want this to not only be a great poker event, but also just a great place to visit. And it should be great in August. You know, come on out, enjoy the property, play some golf, visit the Bay Area, head up to Tahoe. There's so many things to do, along with some great poker.
Yeah, it's great that it's in the summer, too. People can really, you know, they have kids or whatever, they can plan the whole kind of family thing and everything. It's just a great time to go there.
That's a great point. With the pool and the restaurants and everything that's in the area, and a lot of things to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can make family trips on the off days and then come back for the championship and on the Saturday. And there's definitely things for the family to do during that time.
I know I should be more excited about something else other than this, but I have been to Thunder Valley so many times now that I consider it Annie Up's West Coast headquarters. And
that's
all the time,
official. That's
exactly. And all the time I've spent out there, I've never been out there when the pool is open. So I am really excited to actually be able to swim this time when I'm out there. So, but we'll talk a lot more about the pool and everything else later on. But let's talk about poker right away here. Let's talk about the Annie Up World Championship. It's again, it runs August 1st through 11th. Pre-event satellites begin July 26th. On the schedule are 14 events, plus an unofficial seniors event, as well as scores of satellites at several price points. And but obviously the highlight is going to be the $250,000 guaranteed main event with a $1,650 buy-in. And Ben, I got to say, you've really gone on your way to make this event special. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, when it came to the World Championship, one thing that was important to me is that the event has a championship feel. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways that people do main events these days. One thing that I felt was important is to design an event where really every hand counts. And so we are going to have one day one. It's a 1650 buy. We will have 300 seats reserved. And then in addition to that, we'll allow one re-entry. The idea behind that is really just to control play, and we won't, you know, make sure that everything is kind of in line. We want to take bankrolls out of the equation, and allow people's play to be what they remember from the event. With that comes a very deep structure, 30,000 starting chips, which is widely seen as a number, a good starting stack in all your big events these days. So we took that, and then we looked at a regular 1650 event, and we said, okay, what's going to separate this event from another 1650? And the one thing we wanted to do is go to hour blinds in day one. So we'll play the first nine levels at 40 minutes, then we go into hour blinds. The first day is actually designed for 11 hours of play. Your standard is 10, but we're going to get that one extra level in. And then we come back on day two. On day two, we'll play down to nine, once again using hour blinds. Play down to the final nine, and then we'll take those nine out to the pool. And we will finish it off on Monday, August 11th.
I got a couple of things I want to ask you about. Well, first, I want to know, How difficult is it to do it at the pool? Are there certain things that you have to do? You got to get cameras and all that. Is that difficult? And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was the structure. But first, answer my question about the pool.
Yes.
How do you do it? I mean, how do you pull it off?
Well, you know what? We got a very supportive group here at Thunder Valley. And so the first thing that I did is I went to our lady that runs surveillance, and I said, hey, I have an idea. How about a final table at the pool? She says, that sounds great. Let me look into it. And what's great about Thunder Valley is you know, one thing that the players in the region have come to know is this is a very, very safe place to be, from our security in the parking garage and around the property, and then the coverage that's on property that keeps everyone safe. That also allows for when you want to do something like this, there's already cameras in place.
Okay.
And so we're able to utilize cameras that are out there to be able to provide the surveillance side what is required to be able to host the table out there. And then along with that, the cameras, we have a great AV team, and we've gone and we've walked out there. And because that venue is set up, you could do outdoor entertainment. There's a lot of things you could do out by the pool. And so with all those things already being set in place, this was really pretty easy.
Now, the other thing I want to talk about was how impressed I am with the structure. I mean, not only just the structure itself being such a great value for all poker players, whether you're a pro or, you know, a grinder or whatever. I mean, it's a very thought out. But that was the thing I was so impressed with, was how much you poured over this. You talked to players. You talked to pros. You talked to us. You really, really just worked really hard on it. I don't think anyone really understands just how hard you worked on this structure to be not only fair but beneficial to everyone. How painstaking was that process?
You know what? It was actually it was more of a passion, a joy to work on that and find something that the players looked at and they said, this is it. I actually drew up four different versions.
Yeah.
And I tried looking at ways to allow the structure to stand out. We looked at possibly increasing the chip stack. Then we looked at, you know, just some different things to really make it stand out. But the one thing that really what it came down to is, and what was the biggest difference to the players was getting into those hour blinds in day one. And that was a huge difference maker. That's really what you just saw people get excited about. You know, basically once the green chips are out of play, we're in hour blinds. And so that's where they feel the quality is. You know, the idea is in this thing, you're never really forced to play a hand. You know, the event, you can allow the event to come to you. You can play the event in the manner in which you choose. You know, some people like to sit back, wait. Some people want to play a little more aggressive and try to chip up through time. Also, with the blinds being where they're at, gives people an opportunity to, you know, to lose a hand, you know, and still be able to recover and be in a good spot.
Well, I think you did an awesome job with that structure. I mean, you let us look at it, which, you know, one of the things about our tour is that we let the poker room managers, they know what's best, but you wanted to run it by us because it's such a big thing, and I was thoroughly impressed with all the versions, but the final version is just really sweet.
Yeah, it's got a good feel to it. I think it's something that definitely has legs, and it really was just received well. You know, and that's the thing for me. It's not about building a structure that I personally like or you personally like. It's about getting that feedback from the players and working on something together, and find something that everyone agrees to. Hey, this is a great structure for an event you want to call a championship.
Right.
And I think that's exactly what we've done.
And I want to double back and talk a little bit more too about the one reentry, because I know when this was an idea that you had and pitched to me and wondered how the reaction would be. I mean, unfortunately, we're in a poker economy now where multiple reentry tournaments seem to be the norm, just because you need to juice that prize pool up. But correct me if I'm wrong, but you really thought that there should be something meaningful about taking that one shot in this tournament, and then I think we ended up with the one reentry just because you don't want anybody to get on a plane and go 7 hours cross country and get cracked on the first hand and not have a shot. But talk a little bit more about what you think the advantage of a single reentry is versus what everybody else seems to be doing these days.
Well, first of all, you hit the nail on the head right there. The reason why there is the reentry is because we know that people are going to be traveling quite a distance. And it's level one. You get aces, and they get cracked. The idea is to allow that person to be able to enjoy the event. You know, you came this far. I will tell you, the original thought was no reentry. And
right.
Then, I looked at it and said, hey, if you're going to do one day one, you know, there has to be that give and take. I would tell you that, you know, it's, as I looked at doing, you know, possibly 2 day ones or 1 day one, you know, which way to go, I felt that the monster field, the 1 day one, it keeps the field together the whole time. I thought there was something about that was a little bit unique. But with that, you know, came the opportunity, looking at, you know, how do we do this? So we're going to take entries to the first 9 levels. So you got 6 hours of play. to either get in the event or use that one reentry if you so choose. And then also what we put in there that has been requested by a lot of players, and I felt that this was the setting, you know, where you're limiting the amount of reentries. They can forfeit their stack at the end of level 9 if they're unhappy with it and reenter. That's something that I know a lot of places have bought into. For us, it's, you know, you talked a little bit about the business side of poker. What's great about being here at Thunder Valley is that's not the number one priority. For us here, they're in this resort setting. I have the ability to offer events that are, you know, you really just get to encompass the game itself and say, you know, what is the best thing for the game? And I think that's what people will see. And it's for us is to be able to offer the consistency in the event. You know, you look at, you know, the biggest event out there, the World Series main event, it's one entry. You look down to LAPC, they just did, you know, well over 500 entries, 10K buy, no re-entry. The Shooting Star, when it came up here, same thing there. They had 2-day ones. You could enter once per day. I think there's something about that. It makes the event more prestigious. And like I said, it's just, you know, it's the idea that every hand you play really counts.
Yeah, and it's a nice compromise, too, because what it does is it makes it prestigious, it makes every hand important, but at the same time, you're taking the player's livelihood and their lives into consideration as well. There's no reason why somebody, you know, who's qualified across the country would go out there and lose on the first hand when they get aces or something, and then they're stuck, and this takes them into consideration, too. I think it's a win-win, really.
Exactly. When I was talking with, that was one thing I mentioned to Scott when we looked at this, and we said, hey, you know, it's, a lot of people out there do unlimited reentries, and that's all great and swell. But when you look at it, I just think, you know, if you're going to put the word championship with it, that I believe there has to be some sort of change. You know, there has to be something that separates that event out. And like you said, just taking everything into consideration. We're excited to have the people that are going to travel out. We have a lot of events leading up to the championship that should be a lot of fun. But we do want to make sure that everyone has ample opportunity in that main event.
Well, you know, you talked about those events. And a lot of them have been really, really consistently successful at Thunder Valley, including multi-day deep stacks with the live stream final table, bounty events, six-handed, ante-up, or I always say ante-up, but ante-only events. I think we should get like a trademark on that.
Yeah.
Somebody has to pay us a royalty every time they own an ante-up event. But
I think that's fair.
you know, of course you're going to have horse. Scott is a one-time champion of that somewhere along the
he
line.
Sure
I don't
is.
Know what it is.
Yeah.
And Limit 8. So, what do you attribute to the consistent success of some of those events there?
Well, you know what? It's really just checking with our players and seeing what they want to see during a series event. And one thing, you know, we talked a little bit about the business side. Another thing that, you know, I believe a series has, you know, a variety of events. And knowing that some of the events aren't going to have the monster turnout, you still offer them because there's that crowd there that wants that little bit of a variety, you know, and try some things. So it's like we look at horse. Since we've gotten into series events, we've always had a horse event. You know, different things that we now do. In fact, you, Mr. Kazanza, once back in 2012, you asked me about an annual-only event. At that point, we didn't have one. I promised you next time you guys would come around, we'd have one in place. And you know that tournament gets a good field, you know, but it's not going to draw 200, but it's got still a great turnout, and the people that play it really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so those are the things that I really take into consideration as we build the next series. We look at, you know, what did the players think. One thing that we're going to offer this year that we've never done before is an escalator tournament, and you know, just something a little bit different. It'll start at 10-minute levels, and the blinds go up 2 minutes every level. But it's something different. It's got a $10,000 guarantee on it. Should be fun. Along with that, the Omaha 8. Omaha 8 is very popular in this area. And we do anywhere between, call it 100 to about 125 entries for that event. And it's one that we see people travel in for. Always a lot of fun. Another one, we call it, is really the players' event, the six-handed hold'em. And that's one we've tinkered a little bit with the amount of chips issued, the length of the blinds. That is an event there that draws really some of the best players in the area. But it's, you know, your aggressive player loves it. And, you know, it's just that variety. So there's the idea behind our series events is there's something for everyone. And then there's a main event that pretty much everyone agrees is a quality event and everyone wants to play in.
Well, you're always innovating at Thunder Valley. And you already mentioned the escalator tournament, but there's some other new stuff on the schedule this year as well, too. You got an event that's Facebook, Twitter, which I'm interested to hear more about. Also, you've added a Survivor event this year. So tell us a bit more about these new events and how they came to be.
Well, you know what? One thing, I was lucky enough earlier this year, back in February, I got to go down to Commerce and spend some time with Matt Savage and Sam Quinto. Very appreciative to Commerce Management to have me down there. I worked with those guys for 4 days, and it was an unbelievable experience. And one thing that they do that I thought was unique, and it's becoming more mainstream, is they do a Facebook tournament. Well, we're going to take that, and we're going to do a Facebook / Twitter tournament. We'll be promoting it through those two social medias. Not required to either like us or follow us, but we're just going to use that to get the word out, because that's where a place people are going to get information these days. And so we got a nice $20,000 guarantee on that for $125. It's the largest guarantee we've ever put on a 125 buy, and that'll be on Thursday night. And that's actually July 31st. And so we're going to start the event there, and then we get into really the event that a lot of people look at, event number two, which is our 150K guaranteed deep stack. The event has a buy-in of 425, 3 day ones. We're getting fields now anywhere between 600 to 700 for that. And it's last time we had one in January, we did 721 entries. Wow. And so we look forward to a similar number. And that's just a great way to get into the series.
This Facebook, Twitter one now, is there's no prerequisite for any of that? That's just the way you're going to promote it? And is that a rebuy tournament too, or is that?
It is.
It is rebuy.
It's $125. Okay. We're going to take... we're going to take re-entries until the first break. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a very fun tournament. It's a very comfortable price point around this area. A lot of our holiday tournaments, a lot of things we do around that 125 point. But, you know, it's just getting the awareness out there, because our Facebook, TV Poker Room, our at TV Poker Room, is really a place now where you can go, and anything that's upcoming, you're going to find there. And, we use that. That's probably our primary source of social media. Facebook's still very relevant, but with Twitter, and especially poker and Twitter, they seem to work hand in hand. And so that's just something we want people to be aware of, knowing where they can go very easily to keep up on what's going on here at the Poker with Thunder Valley.
Excellent.
And of course, ever since I told you that open-faced Chinese poker has taken the poker world by storm, you've pledged to give it a try at Thunder Valley, and this year, event number 12 is a $360 buy-in OFC event. Nervous at all about giving this a go finally, Ben?
We're excited to give it a go. It'll be our first, and we're looking forward to seeing who shows up and how the event goes. I remember having a conversation with Scott, and we talked a little bit about Chinese poker and how big it's gotten. And I mentioned a couple different games, and he said it's pretty much every game that's come along the way the last couple of years, times 1,000. It's and as I started looking at a lot of different schedules, a lot of different places, you're seeing Chinese poker pop up. I mean, it's even on the WSOP schedule these days. And, it's definitely for a very specific crowd. But we have it planned to run Friday, the day before the main. The one thing I've seen in some different schedules is that event seems to be closer to the main. It seems like it'll be attractive to a lot of the direct buy guys, give them something to do on Friday evening before we have the main event on Saturday. And so that'll be a nice mix. We got a lot of satellites, of course, that day. But you'll have the Chinese poker at 360, or you can work your way into the satellites. So it'll be a fun Friday. That's August 8th as we work our way towards the day the kickoff of the championship event on Saturday, August 9th.
Hey, now, Scott mentioned there was a seniors event that wasn't really official, but it's going to take place during day two of the main event. What can you tell us about that? What is the deal with that?
Yes, we actually, Annie Up and myself, we've decided to have allow event into the schedule, and it's the Western States. You guys are going to have to re-record this part because I'm looking for the paperwork in front of me.
It's okay.
You know, you guys were going to ask me. I was going to talk to it. Here's this flyer. There we go. Go ahead and answer the question one more time, please.
Well, what I'm asking about the senior event, we say it's unofficial, but it's coming up on day two of the main event. And the one thing I want to know is, can you tell us some details? But also, if you look like a senior, does that mean Scott can enter it?
If you look like a senior, you could definitely enter.
All right.
Yeah, we've actually... after talking with you guys and we were approached by a group that want to start a tour here in the on the West Coast called the Western Senior Poker Tour, and we thought that this would be a great opportunity to give them a chance, give them the exposure of the Annie Up World Championship. We have them where we're going to have our day two of the championship on Sunday the 10th. We had two in the afternoon. We're going to host I believe it's going to be their inaugural event, and so it'll be a 250 buy. There will be points in place for anyone over 50. Anyone is welcome to play. So it's we're not discouraging people. It is designed for your senior poker player, but anyone is welcome. And but it'll be great to have them aboard, have them join up here with Thunder Valley and the Antioch Poker Tour.
Okay.
Sounds great. Well, you always reserve a few tables for cash game players at every event and then immediately open new ones as tournament tables break. So I'll remind our listeners what some of the popular cash games are at Thunder Valley.
It's a great place for no limit hold'em. That's definitely our bread and butter, our base here. If you're looking for a 1-3 game, which is a $50 to $300 buy, that's every day. 2-5 no limit, that's another game that you get daily here that has a buy-in range of 1 to 500. A game that we have been spreading the last like 6 months or so, we were requested to offer something between 2-5 and 5-10. And so I worked with the players, and we designed a 5-5 game, and that has a buy-in of 300 to 1,000. We're very lucky to be in an area region that can support four levels of no-limit play. And so there's truly something for everyone, because the 5-10 game has a buy-in of 500 to 2,000 or the largest stack of play. That's mostly a weekend game, but there is definitely a crowd for that game out here, and you're sure to find all four levels while you're here for the World Championship. Also often... or daily, you're going to get limit play. 3-6 always, sometimes 4-8, 4-8 on the weekends for sure, and then Omaha. We often have on the weekends for sure, we'll have a 4-8 high-low Omaha. And we get pot limit from time to time. We see it to be a little more common when we do series events. So don't be surprised to see that also while you're out here.
That was what I was going to ask you, too, was during the series like this, and when you're offering something like horse, does anything like that ever break out, like a stud or a... or some sort of hoe or something like that, just to warm up, or at least after they've gotten busted out, to go play a cash game like that? Or is that just something that you just never know what's going to happen?
Well, we'll offer anything. One thing we're committed to in this room is if you've got a list of people that want to play, we're going to get the game down. We haven't seen too much demand on the days of those events. Normally it's very specific to the tournament. Right. But we're very open to that. We have had lists. You know, it's very common to see a list start, but we haven't quite seen enough demand to actually get the game going at this time. But who knows? Maybe the Antioch World Championship will be the first.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, and finally, most of our listeners have heard me rave about the resort, from the very large hotel rooms, the full casino, the free spa facilities, my favorite part, and the great dining and drinking establishments. But go ahead and quickly run through what else players can do at Thunder Valley when they're not sitting at the table.
Well, you hit it right there. It is a resort setting, and so we do have a beautiful spa. And as Scott Long will tell you, with your hotel room gives you access to the spa. You can take the... take a little trip to the steam room every morning, get revitalized.
Eucalyptus steam room. Eucalyptus.
Yes, yes.
Don't undersell it.
Right. And we do have 14 bars and restaurants here on the property, which is great. And so that allows for a lot of things to do. Also, in addition to that, as Scott mentioned, you know, it's going to be middle of summer. The pool's going to be open. That is just a great setting. I think that the people will really enjoy the opportunity to head out there and enjoy the sun. These are normally pretty warm days here in September, or pretty warm days in Sacramento in August. And so that's a lot of fun. Very close to us, we have a mall down the street. It's very popular. The Galleria Mall has a lot of things to offer. You know, if people that are here that come out for the week, likely they're going to want to see a little bit of the town. Downtown Sacramento also has some great options, and including Old Sac, which is a historical place to see. Pretty neat when you're in the capital of California. A lot of history here.
Cool.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you're kind of really raising the bar on food comps for at least the main event players, aren't you?
We are. When it comes to the main event, we try to stand alone or definitely be in rare air. One thing that we'll offer in the main event, you get a with your entry, you get a comp to the buffet, and our weekend buffet is you have the seafood buffet, you have the steak and shrimp, and those are $26-$27. You can use it for that. And one thing that we have added on is you can also use that comp now at the steakhouse. Ooh. And so it'll be good for $20 off at the steakhouse. And what something we added during the World Poker Tour is we offered a limited menu for players in the event. And so the design of that is to allow people to enjoy the steakhouse on the dinner break. You know, the steakhouse is a great place to go when time is no object. Go in there, enjoy a great evening. But the one thing we looked at and we said, hey, you know, a lot of our main event players, they enjoy that venue. And so how are we able to offer it to them while they're playing? And so I've worked with our manager over there. His name is Manny, which anyone that comes out to the property, if you visit the steakhouse, you're sure to meet him. He'll definitely greet you at your table. And we've worked with them to expediting that service for them. And it's gone very well, so they can count on that also.
That's really smart. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. That just the thoughtfulness that you guys put into this event, into all your events, it's just really impressive, and we're so glad to be part of it.
Well, we're glad to be the property. I think this is going to be a wonderful thing for the players, especially those that are, you know, have won at other locations. We're planning a fantastic dinner for those guys. You know, make sure if wherever you're at, you play in those Ante Up stops, take your chance to win those titles and make your way down here to Sacramento. It's sure to be a trip that you're going to want to make.
Well, Ben, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. It's always a pleasure being out at Thunder Valley. I really hope a lot of our listeners get out there and visit. I know already there's a group of them that I see every time I go out there. But everybody else, if you're making your summer plans, bring the spouse, bring the kids, and come out to Thunder Valley and play the Ante Up World Championship again first 2 weeks of August. And, Ben, any last thoughts before we let you go?
Just excited to be the host property, and we have a schedule here that I think I'm looking forward to people checking out. I really think that you know the poker enthusiast is going to love the schedule, and it's just going to be a great couple of weeks of poker here out in Northern California.
Excellent. Thanks, Ben.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
Man, it's always great talking to Ben.
Great guy. He really is. I hope folks get out there and see it, see this property, and talk to him. I always tell anyone when they say, hey, I'm going to Thunder Valley, I'm like, ask for Ben. I mean, some of these properties you go to, and the director of poker operations is hidden seven floors away. You never see him. But but Ben loves to talk to players, particularly Ante Up fans. So if you get out there, definitely ask for him at some point, and hopefully we'll see you guys all out there.
Absolutely. All right, another good show. And don't forget, next week we'll get back into our normal. Well, you know, normal is not really a good word, but we'll see how the format comes back. But I'll be all alone next week, right? You're still.
Yeah, next 2 weeks, you got guest hosts.
Oh, no. Well, like I said, I might do a solo show and not tell Scott. We'll see how he reacts to that. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We'll see you at the table.
Ante Up is a production of AnteUpMagazine.com and is recorded at WDAE 620 AM in Tampa. Contact us at podcast@AnteUpMagazine.com or call our hotline at 813-448-1120. If you'd like to advertise, send us an email at advertising@AnteUpMagazine.com or call 727-331-4335. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.